I'm joined by Chris Doyle, Director of the Council for Arab-British Understanding. Chris, you were watching the Security Council deliberations last night. Russia seems determined to block any resolution. Is that how it looked to you?
Certainly Russia remains supportive of the Assad regime in Syria, and whilst its language is more conciliatory than usual, clearly it is not going to allow the Security Council to get hold of this process, and it wants the whole situation in Syria dealt with in another way. It still remains fearful that we will see a Libyan-type scenario in the case of Syria, even though it was quite clear that the other Security Council members were trying to convince Russia that this would not be the case, and nearly all of their speeches referenced the fact that there would not be a military intervention. But Russia, very much in the way that the United States says that the Security Council shouldn't be involved in the issue of Palestine, is basically saying the Security Council should not be involved in the situation with Syria. But the question at the end of all of this is, now that we've had this debate, we've had this huge piece of theatre at the Security Council, what comes next? What has actually changed? The Syrian regime knew before this debate that it was isolated internationally, and it remains so. And I think that what we will see is just more escalation on the ground, probably an increase in violence and the armed uprising, potentially with the regime using even more force than it has done hitherto against the Syrian population.
You talked about the Russians talking about the need for reconciliation. Is there any ground for consensus, do you think?
I think there is a consensus increasingly growing that there's not going to be a military scenario, a military solution to the situation in Syria, and that somehow we have to get into a political process. And if you look at the draft Security Council resolution, it pointed out that there is a need for an inclusive Syrian-led political process. And that, I think, is eminently sensible. It will be very difficult to bring about because, of course, the regime has not appeared to be a likely partner in such a process. And who would you talk to in the regime? And, of course, there are many in the Syrian opposition who would not tolerate any interaction with the regime whatsoever. But the trouble is, you have to consider what the outcome will be for Syria if there is an escalating civil war. We're already, in my view, at a civil war stage. And will there be much left of the country when the fighting ends? And at the end of the fighting, there'll be talks in any event. So the question really is, can the international community help to bring about a political process now rather than later when many, many more thousands may have died?
What's the best that we can hope for from this current round of deliberations, and what an alternative? What do you think will happen?
Well, I fear very little. I think that the best that we can hope for is that the Arab League does not give up on its efforts. There is still the possibility that observers could restart their work if the violence subsides, but I would like to see a much stronger observer presence on the ground, and stronger in number, stronger in quality, leadership, and with a proper independent mandate. And whether there can be, as I said, a political process that is started up behind the scenes between various strands of the opposition and various elements of Syrians inside the country who are loyal to the regime, because otherwise it's going to be a lose-lose scenario, and it will also potentially engulf the region. It will have a huge impact on Lebanon, on Iraq, and the other neighboring countries, the repercussions of which are very difficult to determine.
We've had talk from the French of setting up humanitarian corridors and no-fly zones and so on, and there's all sorts of whispers about Washington planning for some form of sort of covert intervention, perhaps. Do you think that has sort of spooked the Russians?
There's always this talk, and this talk largely emanates from people within those countries who would like to see some sort of intervention, but the reality is the French have barely mentioned humanitarian corridors anymore. Even the Turks now are withdrawing from some of the more aggressive language and position that they had. And I think there is a realization, even amongst, for example, the Syrian National Council members, that a military intervention led by the West is not going to happen. and that they have to look to other options, and that may well be to escalate the armed uprising against the regime on the ground with an increased flow of weapons across the borders to take on the regime. But that's also a very a scenario that's fraught with huge risk, because this plays into the regime's strength. It remains very strong within Syria. It has a lot of military capability that is significantly advanced of that which the armed groups are able to possess.
There are reports of 100 killed per day at the moment, now that the observers have left. What is the sort of the next best hope for some kind of resolution?
There really needs to be some behind-the-scenes diplomacy getting to grips with this situation, because, as you say, the numbers of deaths are rising every day. That's largely as a result of the increased clashes. The area of conflict has spread. It obviously involves the suburbs of Damascus, the countryside around Damascus, as well as the key hot cities like Homs, Hama, Idlib, Dara. So if this further escalates, I think we will see elements within the regime who will want to hit these armed groups even harder, and we'll see these casualty figures mount. And the more that happens, the tougher it will be to end the bloodshed and to actually produce calm. And I think it's questionable now whether the regime, even if it wanted to, which is a big if, could actually bring the situation under control by withdrawing its forces. I think that there now is so much anger, so much sense of revenge, people who want to take it out on the regime and vice versa, that there is a momentum towards further civil war.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much.
Anytime.